Barnes & Noble is honoring pop culture with a month-long event in July. Each week, there will be a special theme covering different decades from the 50s to the present with special characters, competitions, and guests. I'm speaking with Kelly Flemings to find out what to expect each week at the bookstore. The month of July is going to be very busy at Barnes & Noble, and not just in terms of selling books, but also to help out nonprofits. What's going on?
Well, Rabbit, we are actually going to be hosting our Get Pop Cultured, an annual event that celebrates everything pop culture. We celebrate the 50s all the way up to the 90s and present day. We've got some wonderful events coming up, and we thought that the best way to celebrate this was to dedicate it to the memory of Luther Massengill. He taught us so much about caring for the community and taking joy in life and always giving back before anything is given to you. So we've taken this opportunity to bring in seven different nonprofit organizations in the Chattanooga area to benefit from all these events.
When you think of book fair, you know that you're going to go in, you're going to purchase books, and then some of the proceeds will end up going back to the charities?
That's correct. A percentage of your sales, it's not a donation on your part. All you have to do is mention that you remember Luther, that you support his memory, or that you support one of the organizations, and a portion of your sale will go to help these groups.
What groups do you have coming in?
We have the Chambliss Center for Children, Reed 20 Chattanooga, Northside Neighborhood House, the Want To Foundation, Closed Door Entertainment, the local nonprofit theater organization, and we're finishing the month up with a big tribute to Dr. Seuss with the Friends of the Library.
You also have different book signings and other things going on as well.
That's true. On the 10th of July, it's a Friday, from noon until 2 o'clock, we have the legend Lee Greenwood coming in to sign books. It's going to be a benefit for the Want To Foundation, and he will be signing his new children's book, Proud to Be an American. It's a beautiful kid's book that puts a new sense of pride in the next generation. And of course, he'll be signing copies of his CDs and also his earlier book, Does God Still Bless the USA?
When I was speaking to him on the phone about this, he actually said it's going to be strange for him because he's going there and he's not singing. And that's unusual for him to plan to be somewhere and not singing. What other events are happening throughout the month?
Well, we've got a lot of great events coming up this coming week. Thursday is going to be our Throwback Thursday, a tribute to the 60s. So everybody come showing up in your tie-dye, your flower power. We're going to have a big contest for Barrel of Monkeys with some treats from the 1960s. There are going to be lots of book specials going on during that time. And then that weekend, we have a lot of other fun events. That is going to be our DC Comics Convention weekend. On Saturday at 2 p.m., we've got several superheroes that are going to be showing up, and they're going to be judging a costume contest. Kids and grown-ups alike are invited to join us. We've got great prizes. In fact, on Thursday the 9th at 9 a.m. when we open the doors, we have got Barnes & Noble exclusive comic convention collectibles on sale. You can't find them anywhere else. And the benefits from that sale go to the Want To Foundation as well.
So we're progressing from the 50s, the 60s. What's happening for the 70s?
It's going to be a disco inferno at Barnes & Noble. Get out your platform shoes. We're going to have the disco ball turned up. We're going to have a blast. Lots of different things going on. That particular weekend is going to be benefiting Reed 20. On that Friday night, you've got to come out for our Minions Fun event. We're going to be having everyone turn into minions for the day, and you have to go through an academy where you pick the most despicable villain to follow. There is a limited number of spaces for children, so please call the store and reserve your space now.
And that number?
That number is 423-893-0186.
Let's move on to the 80s.
The 80s. It's going to be like all valley, and we're going to be doing everything that we possibly can for it. It's going to be pop rocks. It's going to be everything gothed out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Like, oh my God.
Oh my God. Gag me with a spoon.
And then coming up with the 90s.
The 90s. We are going to be celebrating the birth of Elmo. Surprisingly enough, he's going to be 25 this year. So we're going to be celebrating Elmo and everything 90s. And that weekend is going to be benefiting the Friends of the Library with a Dr. Seuss Spectacular on that Friday night, the 31st. We're going to have lots of guest readers. We're going to have tons of different giveaways that are all centered around The Cat in the Hat, Green Eggs and Ham, Fox and Socks, and all the classics. And the great thing is you can purchase the brand new Dr. Seuss book that has just been released. It was found in an archive, and it's called What Pet Should I Get? You can pre-order yours and have it reserved and ready for you.
All of this happening at Barnes & Noble in Hamilton Place Mall.
That's true. And don't forget, on Tuesday, July 14th, the release of Harper Lee's novel, Go Set a Watchman. It actually takes place 20 years after To Kill a Mockingbird. It's going to be a fantastic event. And the day before, on Monday the 13th, we are having a To Kill a Mockingbird readathon. From 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., we will be reading the book straight through. We've got local celebrities coming in, and we've also got members from the cast of Closed Door Entertainment. They'll be doing dramatic portions of it. So please come out and join us for this momentous event.
Do you have all this up on your website?
Sure. Come to visit our website at barnesandnoble.com, find our store in the locator, and you'll have a full list of everything that's going on at Barnes & Noble's across the country. But definitely we want you to come out and visit us at Hamilton Place, because we've got a lot of special twists going on with it, including DC comic characters coming to join us and Star Wars characters coming on the 18th.
Remember to mention Luther Massengill when you check out at Barnes & Noble during the month of July, and a percentage of the proceeds will benefit a local nonprofit. Get Pop Cultured began July 1st and will continue with something different every day through July 31st. You can learn more on the web at bn.com/getpop-cultured. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.